You want to achieve great things? You want to reach the next level? Well, so does every other entrepreneur. You know what that means? You have to take every competitive advantage possible. Welcome to Let's Talk Business, the show where we're going to show you how to create this competitive advantage by being more productive and sharing the secrets of the world's top performers. I'm your host, Kenny Aronson, and I think it's time to get down to business.
Life can be difficult, especially when you feel lost. Sometimes it may feel like there are just too many options in the world. And sometimes people choose to go down the path of entrepreneurship, which has many of its own challenges. Today, I'm excited to bring you my interview with Jose Bracero. If you're looking for your place in life, Jose's story will certainly inspire you. It took years and over 40 different jobs for Jose to discover his passion for entrepreneurship. After years of mistakes, adversity, and triumphs, he is successfully making a positive impact on the world. Today, we're going to talk about adversity, finding your place in life, entrepreneurship. So with that said, let's go ahead and welcome Jose to the show. Hey, Jose, how's it doing? How's it going? Welcome to the show, man.
Thank you, Kenny. I appreciate you, man. And I got to go find that Jose that you were talking about so much.
Hey, it's you. You're right here.
Yeah, man. How's it going?
Dude, things are pretty good over here. I can't complain. I'm very excited to have you on the show. And I just want to say thank you again. I appreciate the opportunity to speak with you. And I think today that we're going to have a fantastic conversation about some very interesting topics.
Yeah, I appreciate you for having me on the show. You know, you have an amazing podcast and a system behind you. So really great to be a part of something like this.
Hey, man, thank you. I definitely appreciate the kind words. I've only been doing this for like 4 months, and it feels like I've already been doing it for years, but it's been a pretty exciting journey so far. So Jose, why don't we just start by, let's tell your story from your perspective. Why don't you start by sharing your story and what you're up to in the world?
So I'm going to fast track it a little bit because I am 34 years young, but in my 34 years, it's kind of like your 4 months of doing podcasts, right? It feels like a lifetime. As you mentioned, I've worked in over 40 different jobs. I did go to school. I was born and raised in New York City, moved over to New Jersey, saw how the development of New Jersey to mirror New York City was being developed and growing, and the structures of buildings and businesses and people becoming wealthy. And that opened up my mind to wanting to have more and achieve more. So I started to move around a bit. I found a little bit of a passion in traveling. I lived in Providence, Rhode Island. I lived in Atlanta, Georgia. I lived in Las Vegas, Nevada. I lived in Miami, Florida, and now Jacksonville. Throughout that time, I felt like being able to do things more hands-on helped me learn and grow faster. So that's why I had 40 jobs. It wasn't because I sucked at so many businesses that I couldn't succeed. I did pretty well in a lot of the businesses, and I knew that throughout the time, being a people person was kind of a passion of mine. And then I got into the music industry with some friends. I got into sports industry, fashion industry, and I built a business doing that. Well, at that time, I think it was my third business I had built. And my business partner was a songwriter and producer, ended up writing a very, very good song that, by the way, just went diamond last week, which means that it sold over 10 million records throughout its lifetime. And obviously he had a successful career in that end, which means the business was kind of left to me, and I just didn't have the habits I needed to run a successful company. So we failed. And due to that failing, I kind of had to pick myself back up again and figure out like Humpty Dumpty, how to put it all together, right? So I went into other businesses with some other friends. Did pretty well in them. And then, but again, the success wasn't all by myself. I still didn't have all the habits I needed. So I felt like I needed to start from zero, which meant either I go to school or I find somebody that will want to mentor me, or I find a business that'll teach me from the ground up. Well, I didn't want to go back to school. I thought it would waste my time at the age of 30. I couldn't find anybody that was willingly able to mentor me. A lot of people had things going on themselves personally, and maybe I just wasn't around the right environment. So I started applying for jobs as I was driving down to Miami to move there. I had no grand strategy. My plan was literally, I'm going to work for whatever marketing company will hire me because I felt comfortable in the marketing world, or not comfortable to say, but I felt like that was the area I wanted to work in or progress in. And when I started to apply for jobs, you know, I got bombarded with all these emails from Career Builder and ZipRecruiter and Monster, like most of us do. And I took two interviews, one that was 2 hours from the moment I got to Miami from a 24-hour drive already, and another one that happened to be later on that day. Well, the first interview was the position that I ended up taking because the person told me that they would literally teach me everything I wanted to know to be able to run a business, but I would have to put in immense work and I would have to listen to everything that they say. And I felt like my answers couldn't have been asked any better or answered any better, right? So I took it and I went full force. From there, within 10 months, I was able to start my own company in the same thing. I was dealing in direct sales, which is, you know, one of the toughest industries to build in. But when you get it, you can pretty much, you felt like you can conquer the world. And then for the past 3 years in Miami, I was doing that and wanted to expand and grow. And I ended up expanding to Jacksonville. In Jacksonville, I took on more clients, and now we're in the transition of building our digital marketing side of our business and also event promotions as well.
So hey, Jose, that sounds amazing. It sounds like all the different work opportunities and businesses that you've gone through, they've been like huge learning opportunities. And that's something that I respect so much about you, is because you're always trying new things. You're always learning new things. And I think it's so cool that you've done that. So with that said, I want to ask you kind of a personal question, I guess. What drives you forward? What drives you forward in business and life?
Well, I had noticed that I was moving around a bit away from my family. Like, I wasn't moving to other family members or anything like that, or with my family. I was, you know, I grew up with sisters. I'm from a single parent, my mother, and my sisters were having children at the time. And when my first nephew was born, I had moved to Atlanta, Georgia. And my goal was to be able to visit him as much as humanly possible so that he has me in his life, right? My other sister started to have children as well. And I felt like my whole purpose was to make sure that I keep my family together the same way that they kept me together when I was younger. So that pretty much drives me. My family, you know, now I'm engaged to be married, you know, and hopefully start our own family. And we want to do the exact same thing, not only with my family, but also with her family and my fiance's family, and continue that process. So we understand that, you know, there's great places to build businesses, but also the foundation of a human is family. So we want to try to keep our family as close together as possible. So if that drives me in business to generate more revenue so I can visit my family more or help them move to different places or closer to me, you know, then that's what I'm going to do.
I love that, Jose. And first of all, congratulations on your engagement. That's amazing.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. So let's talk about kind of finding your place in life. How do people find their place or their purpose or their passion in life?
That's a great question to ask. Mm-hmm. I think people that are gurus usually get asked that question, and I am definitely not a guru. So, but from the path that I took in life and what I understood from, you know, just educating myself and seeing how other people did it, everyone's different in how they pursue this, but I think there has to be something that clicks or turns the switch on in an individual to make them want to make that change, right? So a lot of people usually make change after some type of overcoming some type of adversity or something devastating happening, or you know, breaking up with their girlfriend or boyfriend or whatever it is, right? Like something that hurt them inside that says, I need to make this change. And usually that's where it starts. So I always grew up with being told you should learn from your mistakes because, you know, you don't want to be the mistake, right? Mm-hmm. But I was very hard-headed and I always had to make the mistakes myself. And then as I grew and understood life and saw how things were, I understood that there are no mistakes. All it is just a bunch of different paths to show you where you need, which way you need to go. That's all it is. So if you're going through a bad time and you need to make a switch, well, then do whatever it is that makes you feel good to make that switch. If it's going to the gym, then become an addict of going to the gym. If it's, you know, hanging out with some really cool people, then find Google what network events are happening in your area and go to those areas and start socializing with people. Just change your dynamic in any way that you can. And eventually that's going to roll into you understanding more things from other people and seeing different ways other people live their lives and maybe adapting some of those virtues or cultures and then into your own life. And then that's going to start that roller coaster of getting to a better purpose.
Okay, I like that. Would you say that always trying new ideas or experiences is the key?
It's one of them for sure. I firmly believe in you can't just be trapped in your own mind. You have to try different things and you have to, and when you get around other people that are doing different, you'll do different as well. As long as it's in the positive manner, right? So, you know, they always used to tell me that you're the sum of your five friends, right? Or show me your friends and I'll show you your future, you know? And this is like constant, like people, I remember I grew up in so many different areas that when I was around wealthy people, they spoke like this to me. You know, they had already read the books and lived that lifestyle. So when they told me these things, when you're young, you don't get it. But as you grow, you're like, you know what? They're right, because the people that I hang around now are all in the position, you know, they're similar in a great position. And we're not in that position when we were low and out and down and, you know, so on and so forth and speaking negative. We don't do that anymore, right? So I definitely believe that doing things, creating some type of change in your life definitely helps.
Okay, awesome. Thank you. So Jose, how do we find the right people to be around?
So one of the best things that I like about people is that you'll always find somebody that's caring within a bunch, okay? So if there's a group of people, something as simple as somebody handing you a napkin when they see, you know, that maybe you have conversation around your drink or when you're eating, or somebody saying, you know, enjoy your meal while you're eating or anything like that, like something courteous, right? That shows great character. That's probably somebody you want to hang around, right? When people are willing to give you their opinion, but their opinion is in a positive state. It's not in a negative state, because you have a lot of folks that are willing to talk about somebody else when they're not in the room in a negative state, right? And we want to completely separate ourselves from that. What we really want to do is to create the change, we have to put ourselves around positive people. And that means that you have to create your environment no matter what it takes. If, you know, in the past, I've had significant others that were so negative that because of that and me wanting to change my environment, I had to separate myself from them, right? Whether it's family or friends or loved ones or whatever it is, acquaintances, even people that you work with, right? If you own a business, why own a business and work with people you don't want to be around, right? Or why, if you work in a business and you have to be around some of these people, great. But at least you start formulating a plan on how can you get away from this person for good, right? You don't want to get them rid of the business, but you want to get yourself away from that person. So let's formulate a plan. And those that the more you drive that into your head and you start thinking, it's going to create some type of development where, wait, maybe I can, you know, start doing podcasts videos or start doing YouTube videos and little bit at a time and become more creative and opening up that imagination. And that imagination is going to lead to you getting to where you want to get to ultimately in life.
I love that. Thank you for sharing, Jose. So I want to go into kind of your experience is in your the jobs that you've had, the places you've worked at in entrepreneurship. So what are the differences for you between working at a normal job and being an entrepreneur? What are some of the big differences that kind of attracted you, or just some of the positives and negatives, I guess? I guess that's a good way to put it.
So we could spend all day probably talking about positive and negatives about anything, but they would just be like mostly my opinion, right? Mm-hmm. I firmly believe that not everybody is meant to be an entrepreneur, that you have to balance the scale, right? If I was just a business owner and everybody that I hired was a business owner, then we probably wouldn't make the kind of money that we want to make. So we have to have, you know, the guys that tend to the farm as much as the guys that own the farm, right? So, but there's people that take passion in both sides. As a worker bee, I loved it because I was able to follow, and I was good at following, and I was able to get direction. And that's what most people aren't willing to put in the work to get the direction that they need, right? Like, if somebody has a bigger team than you, then that person is always right until you have a bigger team than them, right? So I always liked working for people. I just knew that in my heart, that wasn't something that I was willing to do forever until I'm 65 years old, working 40 hours a day, you know, to end up having to live off of a small pension or Social Security, if that's even existing anymore, I don't even know, you know, and have to worry about all these things. And when I got into entrepreneurship, my first time in entrepreneurship was working as a security guard. I ended up running a security company. My second time was in mechanics business. My third time was in brand marketing. And I kept developing as I kept going. And what I felt was that I was able to, you know, I was able to take on the term where if you want to know what your future looks like, then the best way to do it is to create it, right? So that's what I felt like. I had more control as an entrepreneur over my life if I demanded these things from myself to get better, to get more educated, and to start putting these plans into action.
Okay, awesome. Thank you for sharing, Jose. What are some of the most important lessons that you've learned as an entrepreneur?
So the first thing that I've learned is that you should be able to ask somebody that's doing better than you what is working for them at all times. And I think sometimes people are so afraid of asking other people for help, or they feel like, oh, I got this, I can do this on my own. It doesn't matter if you're working for a company or if you run the company yourself. Find somebody that's doing the exact same thing, but they're just doing better, and get the information from them. I don't understand why we have to reinvent the wheel when we can just copy and paste it, right? So that's one of the biggest things that I've learned. The second biggest, I would say, is that we should never stop educating ourselves once we leave high school. You know, I think a lot of people get in that rhythm, myself included. For years, I got into that rhythm. And when I started to kind of want the information that I was searching for and seeking for, it was back then, we didn't have Google the way we have now in YouTube. You know, this was 10 years ago. It wasn't as up to date as it is now. So finding entrepreneurship information was like an all day task. Mm-hmm. And now that we have so much education at our fingertips, like that's those, I think it goes a long way, and it helps people, it helps people build themselves.
Okay, awesome. So what are some of the biggest opportunities that you see out there in entrepreneurship, or just your professional career that you see?
Well, I think a lot of people should take any advantage to get out of their comfort zone. If you're somebody that's starting off in entrepreneurship, then get a job in any type of sales. Okay. Most people don't do that, but they want to make money. Well, in order to keep the lights on in any business, guys, I'm super sorry, but you have to generate sales. Every single business has to generate sales. And all sales is the exchange of, a service or product for more money than what you originally got it for. So if you're the service, if you know how to speak, or if you know how to coach, and you're the service, well, then make sure that you bring some value so that people are willing to pay for it. And that's going to take some experience. And the way you do that is by taking a job that's going to teach you how to get the experience in sales. It's also going to make you super uncomfortable. Okay. And if it makes you uncomfortable, that means that that you're learning. And if you're learning, you're growing. So, it's like one hand washes the other, but they both wash the face. So, that's probably one of the first things I think people should do when getting into entrepreneurship. The other thing, there are a lot of opportunities out there. If you take stuff like real estate, if you want to learn anything like in real estate is going to be, it's a great business, but you have to learn the ups, the downs, the sideways of everything in real estate. If you're a good communicator, YouTube and Instagram and Facebook are great ways to reach out to people and gain access to platforms, or offer your platforms to them. I literally think people can make it in any point of their life, whether they're 20 years old or 60 years old, and they can accomplish whatever it is that they want to accomplish in their life. So I don't think there's a business that I can't go into and I wouldn't be successful in it. So I see opportunity wherever my eyes look. I'm always looking at opportunity. The guy that cleans my glass, I live in a 30-story building, right? I'm on the 27th floor. They have to climb up here to clean my glass. And the guy that climbs up here to clean my glass has 400 units to do. Imagine what he's getting paid to do 400 units cleaning glass. You understand? Like, and he owns his business. Now he has work all year round. So he's probably doing well for himself. But opportunity is wherever you look at it. If you're good at something, turn it into a business and make money out of it. Find somebody if you're the visionary, find somebody that it's your equal that can help you with the finances, because most visionary people suck at the finance part, right? That's why we have account managers and accounting managers and all of those things. So, find somebody that can help you with that and grow your business that way.
Okay, thank you for sharing, Jose. So obviously education and learning is super important for entrepreneurship. And with that said, are there any books or other resources that you would recommend for entrepreneurs or just people in general to read or go through?
All right. So this book is the holy grail to me in entrepreneurship. It's the one that opened up my eyes. I don't know too many people that have never heard of this book, but Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill is my eye opener, right? Like, it's the one, because most people that you listen to or you see or sometimes even read, they don't give you everything. They don't give you their life's work because they haven't lived their whole life yet, right? Well, Napoleon Hill spent 25 years on writing books. He wrote multiple books, but none of them amounted to the amount of success that Think and Grow Rich gave, because it was an entire plan on how to open your mind and then follow through on any of the plans and ideas that you have till you reach success, which is focus, right? Follow one course until success. So like, that's what that book kind of entails. And I love that book. I think the second thing that people should do is to help them for guiding their faith or anything like that, it's read any of the books for whatever, whether you're religious or spiritual or anything like that, read anything in that genre, for sure, because it helps you stay focused. It helps you, it kind of guides you, depending what, it doesn't really matter what religion. Like for me, I read all religious books and I'm not even religious. You know, it's just to get the information to help, right? And then the third thing is anything with any John Maxwell books, I think are awesome for leadership. If you want to gain leadership skills, I think John Maxwell books are really good.
Okay, thank you for sharing. I haven't read any of John Maxwell's books. What do you think about them?
They're great because, you know, we need more leaders in the world. And so I'm aspiring to create as many leaders as humanly possible and spark change in a million minds. And I think that John Maxwell helps me learn a lot of that information. I every time I'm at an airport, I pick up one of them. He has little books, literally like 4 by 5 inches, and you can pick it up and read it on the plane ride there and back and you're done, you know? So it's pretty good. It's a pretty great read and it's easy. It's not nothing tough like 7 Habits of Highly Effective People.
Okay, awesome. So do you think that entrepreneurs have to be good leaders?
Not necessarily. I just think that the best entrepreneurs understand that leadership is important, right? Because I think Bill Gates is a great entrepreneur, but when he felt like he needed to step down from being the top leader of his company, he did. And he put in place somebody that was greater than him, right? So understanding, like great entrepreneurs understand great leadership and they know where it lies and they know how to delegate that leadership the right way and kind of put the right people around, whether it's their own team or another team, to get the best out of everyone in their business.
Okay, awesome. So what are the key kind of qualities or ideas which are needed to be successful as an entrepreneur?
So first is become a follower. Be a follower to be a great leader. Okay, that's first and foremost. I think that everybody wants to be a leader, but not everybody knows how to follow. You have, like I mentioned earlier, you have to be able to get access to direction. The second thing I think is networking and information, right? So like, I think networking and information go hand in hand with each other. If you network and you put yourself with great minds and they gave you access to great information, well, when you have great information, you end up putting yourself around better minds, right? If you have access to more and more of that, like it's just going to keep going around in a circle and a circle and a circle. And you know, and eventually you're going to reach to that apex part where you're just like around amazing people who's giving you amazing information. And I like that. I think that's something that a lot of people, if you're going to work your way up to entrepreneurship, you should definitely do. The third thing is work ethic. Like so many people, when they have to do something tough, it's hard to keep their enthusiasm because it's not a habit yet. Mm-hmm. Okay. It's not a habit. And then, you know, one of the best things that I learned as an entrepreneur is that learning how to keep your composure and learning how to maintain your attitude. You know, it's such a cliche, like maintaining your attitude, but it really is. It's super important. It helps people want to be around you and it helps you want to be around people, right? Like some days back in the days, I would like, I'm sure not every day is perfect for me, but most days are actually. So... I'm sure there's people, you know, even back in the days, I used to wake up and I'd have this pissed off attitude. And I didn't want to be around people. And I had this look on my face because it's really hard for me to hide my face, right? And I don't think that translated well. And then once I learned how to maintain my own attitude and safeguard it, you know, putting myself in the right atmospheres, then that kind of opened up my life to different perspectives and different areas. And I'm a really firm believer of Mahatma Gandhi's saying of become the change that you want to see in the world. You know, that's like, that's kind of like my mantra.
Okay, awesome. So I have a quick question. Do you have any thoughts or ideas for how we can maintain our attitude better?
So maintaining an attitude is a muscle, okay? And I think a lot of people fail to understand that. It's not going to happen right away. Like, you know, you can, you have a long relationship with somebody, and whether it's your friend or your significant other, and you guys end up spending 10 hours with each other one day and it's amazing. And then the next day you spend another 10 hours with each other and it's amazing. And then by the third day, you guys want to rip your heads off, right? And that's because you didn't work on what it took to maintain that attitude, because it's a muscle. If I take you to the gym and I say, yo, Kenny, let's lift 150 pounds, you're going to be like, maybe I'm not ready for that right now, right? But if I start out slow, like, hey, let's just lift 20 pounds, okay? And then over time, you'll be able to get to 150 pounds. Or I don't know what you can bench, maybe 375, you know, whatever it takes. But like, you know, you get to that, that's what's going to happen. You're building that muscle. So you have to be able to take on a little bit at a time. And you'll know when you're taking too much because you're exhausted. You know, you feel tired physically when you get home because your brain has taken on so much. Whether it's, you know, you're building a business and you're getting a lot of no's, right? Or you're training somebody to take on a lot of no's because it's business and you're in the, you know, your goal is to make money. So if you're training somebody, don't let them take 1,000 no's the first day, because they're going to be exhausted and probably end up quitting. So take your time, you know, teach them that you're going to get a lot of no's, but I'm going to take most of them on for you because I have the experience. Okay. So that's one thing. The other thing is that I treat every person like it's the first time that I've met them. Okay. When I meet somebody for the first time, I never feel any remorse toward them or anything bad or any negativity towards them or anything like that. Well, when I see them the second time, I do the exact same thing, and it's over and over and over. And until, you know, that person becomes a great friend to me, or they just don't exist in my life because they're not, you know, we don't feed on the same energy or the same vibration. So awesome. I think those are pretty much the two things that could help, you know, for somebody to maintain their attitude.
Yeah, I certainly agree with you. I really like what you said about whenever you talk to someone, no matter who it is, it's always as if it's the first time that you met them. I've never heard anyone say that before, and I really like that perspective. So I wrote that down, and I like put it in a box. So that's really good. I like that. I think I'm going to use that either in the post or for the thumbnail of the episode. But sure. I think that's really cool. Did you find that first somewhere, or was it kind of just a realization that you came to for yourself?
No, I had this girl who was, I was in a business and she was the assistant manager of that company. And she was teaching me. It was like my first week in the business. We understood each other very well because we're similar in areas where we're from. Like, our families are both from Dominican Republic, and she's, you know, they're from New York, I'm from New York. And we met, and we would just, she would teach me these little things here and there. But the first thing she ever taught me was to treat everybody like it's your first time, because that's going to help you. She had a rough attitude, you know, so she always had that attitude issue, or at least she came off that way. Mm-hmm. And so she had to always teach herself like, hey, I got to keep calm. I got to keep calm. I got to keep calm. Let's treat everybody like it's the first time I'm meeting them. And she showed me that. And when she showed me that, you know, it helped me as an entrepreneur tremendously.
Okay, great. So I want to go back to some of what you're doing with entrepreneurship. So what are some of your long-term goals for entrepreneurship? I know we touched on it earlier, but I want to do it a little differently because I want to go more in depth. And I want to ask you, how are you going to achieve these goals? What's your plan? What are you doing?
Sure. So the thing about me is that since a little kid, I always thought that I was different from all my other friends. And I think it was because I had a huge imagination. And I nourished my imagination, you know? And I always thought that I can have the world and everything in it, right? So I think extremely big, and I think it's important for everybody to think big, because if the saying is, even if you miss, you're still gonna land somewhere, right? So my goal is to build 10 different businesses in a spectrum of different avenues. Due to my network and the way that the relationships that I've built, I feel like I can create these businesses and be successful at them without a doubt. As long as I put myself around the right people and I educate myself enough to know. So this is going to happen for the next 16 years. By the time I'm 50, my ultimate goal to building these business is because I want to take everything I've learned in these businesses and then build a school when I'm 50 years old to teach children from a very young age that anything is possible and they can create whatever dream they want, and I'm going to show them how to accomplish it. So right now I have, you know, my marketing company. That marketing company will evolve and it'll grow and it'll build into an advertisement firm that, you know, cultivates all different types of avenues. I will have a financial investment company. We're in the process of building that now with a few of my friends. And then we want to go into the nightclub industries and sports, ownership of sports teams. There's a lot of, it doesn't have to be, you know, the super professionals like the NBA and the NFL, but we can work our way up to those things. You have rivalry leagues now that are being built, and soccer is going to be huge in the United States in the next 15 years. So, you know, there's a lot of different avenues that we want to pursue. And then the third biggest part is going to be the nonprofit section, where I think in order to receive, you have to give. So I want to learn the nonprofit section, the nonprofit sector as much as humanly possible, build foundations that go directly to the people in need, not to the people that are the CEOs and the CFOs. I'm not really interested in helping them make more money. I'm interested in helping the cause and getting right to the root of the individuals. And then ultimately wrapping all of that into a school. And then that'll be my life's work after, but from 50 until I'm no longer in a physical being.
Jose, the thing I really like about you is your imagination. I love your imagination and just your vision of, you know, what's possible for reality and, you know, all the opportunities that are out there. Cause I'm a similar person. Like, I always have all these ideas for what I want to do throughout life and, you know, creating this grand vision. So I really love that you're doing that. And it looks like you're definitely on the right track to achieving all these things. And I can't wait to see how it works out for you. And now one thought that comes to my mind is, in Think and Grow Rich, what I think, which is one of the most important principles, is a mastermind. And you're talking about kind of you and your circle of friends and connections. Would you say that you guys are a mastermind?
Yes, for sure. I have a friend. I grew up with a very close group of friends, which is very rare. Most people don't have the same friends that they grew up with. And if they do, it's maybe like one or two. I have about 7 to 10 of them that we're still in contact almost every day with each other, if not once a week. And we're constantly creating and planning a new structure of what we want to do next in our life and how we're going to leave legacies for our families and so on and so forth. So I don't believe that anybody can achieve great success. And I don't just mean like in business or monetarily wise. I mean like in relationships or in any type of foundation that you need, that you have to be a great human. I believe that you never do anything by yourself. Okay, you accomplish everything. First of all, you accomplish things better and faster and stronger when you do it with a group. So if you're not in a mastermind, I highly encourage you to be in a mastermind. I mean, Kenny, me and you found each other from a mastermind group, right? So, you know, so definitely you will, if you're not in a mastermind group, whether it's on Facebook or through some networking type of things. Try to create one with people in your area, your own friends. Start talking to them and come up with some type of ideas, because anything that you think about, like in the book, things become thoughts become things, right? So anything that you can think about and muster up, eventually somebody's going to be attracted to what you're saying, and it's going to lead you. That person might be the one that drives you to pushing towards that action. A lot of us think about ideas, but we never actually act on them until we find somebody that is willing to help us act on them. So just don't be scared to put yourself out there, to put your ideas out there. Cause I would literally tell, I think all the information I got was for free, literally, even if I paid for it one way or another. And I want to give it out to the world for free as well, because this is going to help build people's ideas and tell them and teach them what they need to do to get around the right individuals.
Thank you for sharing, Jose. I think that certainly I've been in entrepreneurship for probably about the past year. I've been trying different things and just using it as a learning experience. And so I think that the biggest mistake that I've made so far is trying to do everything alone. So I think that's something that, you know, I'm really trying to, you know, figure out right now, is putting together that mastermind, that group, to really drive, you know, my mission forward and making those connections with people such as yourself. So I really, I'm like resonating with what you're saying. And so I'm sure there's a lot of people out there in a similar situation, new entrepreneurs or new professionals.
I want to add to that point as well. Like, when you want to create a mastermind group, you have to understand that your goal has to be large enough because you, and I mean like extremely big, because you have to fit everybody's goal that's in the mastermind group inside of your goal, right? And that's one of the best things I ever learned, was if I help other people achieve their goals, then by default, I'm achieving mine, right? So always, I always strive to help people reach whatever goal there is. And I don't even care if it's in my business or not, but help them get to their goal. And I will achieve something from it. I will benefit somehow from it, not monetarily wise, maybe emotionally wise, like whatever it is. I'll gain something from there. And evidently, you know, I'm going to get to my goal. So that's one thing that you have to think about, is that if your goal isn't stupendously big, it's going to be hard to attract people to want to do accomplish their goals with you.
Yeah, I certainly agree with you. Over time, my goals have like kind of grown over time to get bigger and bigger. So I think I have a good enough goal, but we'll see over time if it works out, which it definitely will work out. I'll say that right now. But anyway, with that said, is there any more advice or you know, words that you want to give to new entrepreneurs out there who might be a little inexperienced or haven't gotten their feet wet yet?
Yeah, sure. So I think that for any one of you entrepreneurs or people that are trying to get freedom, right? Whether it's money, time, whatever, it doesn't matter. I think that you first have to understand that it's going to be hard. And especially when it gets good, it's gonna be hard. Everything that you've been avoiding in your life will come back to bite you in the ass, okay? Everything. I mean, it could be the simplest thing, as if you're somebody who's, you know, I'm going to the extreme, right? But if you're somebody who is an avid liar, well, your lies are going to come to light, right? If you're somebody that doesn't take care of yourself health-wise, your health is going to come into play. If you're someone that isn't responsible enough, well, that's going to start affecting you, especially when you start generating revenue, when things are going well, when it seems like it's going well, something's going to hit the fan. And this can happen at any point, and it can happen several times over and over and over and over. But what I did, and what I suggest you guys do, is if you have one single goal in mind, you write that shit down on a piece of paper, you put it in your pocket, and you look at it every single chance. When things are bad, when things are good, you tell yourself the reason why constantly. You remind yourself over and over and over. And that should help you from not wanting to quit on yourself. You know, I recently spoke about this, where if you think about somebody that in your family that you wouldn't quit on, you know, if you fail at this, or if you stop, and by failure I mean quitting, if you quit on this, I would be giving up on my son or my wife or nephew or whatever. If you're willing to take that chance, and if you're not willing to take that chance, then why would you quit on yourself? So just make sure you keep striving as much as humanly possible. It's going to be tough. It's going to be hard. And it doesn't matter how many times it takes. I mean, I failed in business so many times. It's ridiculous. And as long as you fail forward and you fail consistently enough with progression, you will reach as a result of whatever it is that you're trying to get to.
Thank you, Jose. And I'm curious, what's the goal that you write down every day, if you don't mind sharing?
Sure. So I write down about 8 to 12 goals every single day. A lot of my goals are just like, what do I want to accomplish throughout the day? Mm-hmm. And then at the end of my goals, I write down why I'm accomplishing it, which is for my family, you know, for my family. My success is for my family. So that's what I write to myself. You know, I wake up at 5 a.m. every single day. I go to the gym. I meditate after I work out. And then my day begins, where it's either I'm in the office all day, or I'm going to the field to help my guys, or whatever it is, consistency. On that point, I do things like make sure that I whatever tasks I have to do, if I have to call my accountant or call of a business partner or set up conference calls or whatever, all of my tasks, I write them down. And then not only do I write them down, but I also run my finger across them and read them over to myself for 5 minutes of the day, because I want to get that mind-body connection as much as humanly possible. And that's kind of the system that I've been doing. I write down weekly goals. So not just daily, I write down weekly goals. I write down on a big poster board. I write my monthly goals, and I have them sitting next to me in the living room. So I'm constantly reminded of what needs to get accomplished, you know, for not just me. I do this with my fiance as well. So what has to get accomplished for our family for that month. And then I write down yearly goals as well.
Okay, awesome, Jose. I want to thank you for sharing. So for the last section of the podcast interview, would you like to talk about some of the nitty-gritty details and information that you learned in your experience in sales and marketing?
Yeah, sure. So there's for me, I think there was two different start dates in that industry, okay? There was my physical start date when I filled out paperwork and I went in, and you know, and I'm like, it's 7 a.m. I wasn't used to this environment, but in a sales office, there's usually like a lot of noise and a lot going on, and people are super excited and getting themselves super pumped up for the day. And I was like, this is crazy, you know, what kind of environment is this? But I liked it, because I love to be in fun environments. So when I had my first start date, I understood that I had a goal in mind and that I wanted to get somewhere, but I was going, like I mentioned before, I was going through a lot of life lessons and a lot of shit, you know, was hitting the fan. And so there was like so many moments that I could have quit, but I didn't even think about quitting because I had a goal that was bigger. But it was tough. And it meant that I had to put in a lot of work. Now, I don't believe that hard work is the end all of any type of business. I think that you have to work hard, and you have to work smart, and you have to put yourself around the right people with great timing. Well, what's great timing? Well, you never know when great timing is going to be. So you have to be consistent at doing those things, you know, working hard, working smart, and putting yourself around the right people over and over and over, and eventually it's going to kick. So what happened was, because I started seeing things, Then I had a commitment start date. And that's when my second start date happened, which was I became committed to what my purpose was, right? You know, when somebody does something on purpose, it's because they have a purpose in mind that they're on track with. That's what on purpose is. So I understood that there, you know, from a young age, there's no such thing as luck. You know, luck is like a bus, like a bus. And if you don't have your ticket and you're not there on time, then you're not going to be able to get on the bus. But eventually it'll come back around as long as you're prepared, right? So it's preparation meeting the opportunity. So so when I had that commitment and I said, I'm going to get to the next stage of this business, and I literally committed 100%, that following week, like that doesn't happen to most people in this industry, but that following week, I got promoted into the next stage of the business, which ultimately taught me more, which gave me more confidence, which helped me build my career a lot more and move on into running my own business, right? So we have to understand that it's a consistency game, and the longer you do it, eventually you'll get there. The other thing that I want people to know is that you're going to want to quit. And if you're going to want to quit, then that's definitely the business that you're probably going to want to be in, because it's going to drive you crazy to want to get better. Okay. If you just quit and you didn't even attempt to try and get better, then I think there's a disconnection between what you want and what you're willing to work for. Okay. John Assaroff says, right? You know, are you committed to your goals or are you just interested? You know, and I think that what you want is and what you go out and do because you have to, so that you can do whatever you want to, I think that that's a testament of who you are and what you're willing to do to get there.
Cool. Yeah, Jose, I think we just scratched the surface with what's possible for the interview today. And I think in the future, we'll definitely have to do another one. I feel like there's way more things that we could potentially talk about. But one of the things I do for the show as we start to bring things to a close, I always leave off with the same question. And it's this, Jose, if you could only leave the audience members with one piece of actionable advice, what would it be?
Okay. One piece of advice is, I think that people have to, I'm going to break this down into probably three or four things. Okay.
I'm cool with that.
I think number one is love. I think that people have to learn to love themselves, and that'll attract others to love them. But they truly have to love themselves from like a spiritual sense, not just like, oh, I look good today. Like, yeah, that's cool, but looks only last for so long, right? So they have to love themselves and be confident with themselves, and then, or become confident with themselves, and then they'll attract other love that's positive for them, you know? That's the first thing I would definitely work on the most. The second thing is education. Like I mentioned earlier, I don't think that people should stop educating themselves just because they're not in school anymore. Educate yourself as much as humanly possible. The third thing is building relationships. And you know, building relationships is huge because it's not, you know, it's not what you know, it's who you know or who knows you, you know? So that definitely helped me in my life. I've only once in my life had to put out a resume, because most of the businesses and those 40 jobs that I ever worked in were because people knew me and heard of me. And that's through building relationships. And I would say the fourth thing is, I think self-awareness helps as well. I think that having self-awareness and understanding what you're good at and what you're bad at or what you can improve on definitely helps an individual to grow and ultimately will help if I'm the last person on this planet and I have to leave that information for the next civilization, I think that'll help that civilization thrive as much as possible.
I definitely agree with you. I love your advice, and I think that'll help all the listeners out there. So, Jose, if the audience, if the people who are listening to the show right now want to learn more about what you're doing and your businesses, where could they find you at?
Best place to find me is on Instagram. I filter all of my stuff through Instagram. So that's at Jose Burns. So JoseBurnz, Z as in zebra. So Jose Burns on Instagram.
Okay, awesome. Thank you. And I just want to once again thank you for coming onto my show today. It was a real pleasure to speak with you. I feel like we just scratched the surface of what's possible with your experience and everything you learned. So thank you so much, Jose. I greatly appreciate your presence here.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me, man. It's been a blast. Let's do it again sometime.
Yeah, let's do it. You know, the pleasure's all mine. It was a pleasure to speak with you. I learned a ton. You know, my brain's overloaded with information, which I think is a good thing. And I hope that the audience out there, I hope that the people who are listening to this show right now, I hope that you guys enjoyed the interview with Jose as well. I hope you learned a ton more than I did. I learned a ton. And until next time, we'll catch you on the next episode of the Da Vinci Mindset Podcast.